Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to launch multiple development projects. Mizoram to get its first railway link after Prime Minister inaugurates Bairabi-Sairang railway line and flags off first Rajdhani Express between Aizawl and Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with EU officials to accelerate India-EU free trade agreement. India welcomes formation of new interim government in Nepal. US President Donald Trump acknowledges that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India strained ties with New Delhi. India votes in favor of UN General Assembly resolution on Palestine, endorsing two-state solution. And in sports, 20th World Athletics Championships begin in Tokyo, Japan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to lay the foundation stones and inaugurate multiple development projects. Mr. Modi will first travel to Mizoram, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl this morning. He will also address a public function. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Prime Minister will inaugurate Bairabi-Sairang new railway line project during his visit to Mizoram today. Talking to reporters at Sairang Railway Station, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history.
Bairabi-Sairang project is a very important project for connecting Mizoram with the railway network. This project has been constructed under great challenges. So there is a new tunneling method which has been created in this project from Bairabi to Sairang. In a distance of 51 kilometers, there are 45 tunnels and 55 bridges. So these are very complex projects. One of the bridges is actually taller than the Qutub Minar.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
Over 51-kilometer railway line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian Railways network for the first time. With this project, Aizawl becomes the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected with the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. The project will also create jobs and business opportunities near stations and support small-scale industries. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also flag off three new express trains, which are Sairang, Delhi, Rajdhani Express, Sairang Guwahati Express and Sairang Kolkata Express. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Aizawl.
Thereafter, the Prime Minister will visit Manipur to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 8,500 crore rupees. In Manipur, Mr. Modi will launch projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees at Churachandpur this afternoon. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate various projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees at Imphal and address a public function. Prime Minister Modi will thereafter visit Assam and participate in the celebrations of the 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati this evening. Mr. Modi will also address a gathering on the occasion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maros Šefčovič, European Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Food Christoph Hansen and other officials of the EU delegation in New Delhi yesterday as part of the efforts to expedite the conclusion of a comprehensive free trade agreement FTA. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, both sides remain committed to achieving a balanced and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, opening new avenues for businesses and maximizing opportunities for the shared growth of India and the EU. Later in the day, addressing the joint ministerial business interaction on India-European Union free trade agreement in the national capital, the Commerce and Industry Minister said that India considers Europe as a trusted partner, strategic ally and a friend committed to fair play, rule of law, sustainability, quality standards and inclusive growth.
I think it's important that we look upon this relationship not purely from the lens of what we can do to expand trade between Europe and India, but for the larger impact this partnership can have worldwide. Her Excellency President Ursula von der Leyen had very rightly said, and I'd like to quote, "In an era of conflicts and intense competition, you need trusted friends. For Europe, India is such a friend."
India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that as a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both countries. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, at the recommendation of the newly appointed interim prime minister and announced fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. Sushila Karki was sworn in as prime minister of an interim government yesterday. Our Kathmandu correspondent has filed this report.
Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as Prime Minister of Interim Government in Nepal. President of Nepal Ramchandra Paudel administered her the oath. Ceremony was attended by Vice President Rambaran Yadav and other dignitaries in Sheetal Nivas. After intensive discussion from last 3 days and formal dialogue at President Office Sheetal Nivas, it was decided to appoint former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as the head of Interim Government. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. She is the first woman Chief Justice of Nepal who was widely praised for her integrity. Her appointment aligns with the demand of protesting Gen Z demonstrators who have been calling for immediate dissolution of Parliament and leading the interim government free from the existing corrupt political leaders. Shweta Singh, Kathmandu.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. US President Donald Trump has acknowledged that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India for its purchase of Russian oil strained ties with New Delhi, even as he struck an optimistic note about the ongoing trade negotiations. In an interview with a private TV channel, President Trump said that imposing 50% tariffs on India was not an easy thing to do and was a big deal for the United States. His remarks came in response to a question on the likely action against Russia for continuing the conflict in Ukraine.
India was their biggest customer. I put a 50% tariff on India because they're buying oil from Russia. That's not an easy thing to do. That's a big deal. And it causes a rift with India.
India has voted in favor of a resolution in the UN General Assembly that endorses the New York Declaration on peaceful settlement of the Palestine issue and implementation of the two-state solution. The resolution introduced by France was adopted with an overwhelming 142 nations voting in favor, 10 against, and 12 abstentions. Those voting against included Argentina, Hungary, Israel, and the United States. India was among the 142 nations that voted in favor of the resolution. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at the reforms affecting food and stationery items.
With the next-generation GST reforms, the government has provided major relief to the citizens by reducing taxes on essential food items and stationery products. The government has slashed down the tax rate to 5% and nil from the earlier 12% and 18% slab. Products, including cheese, biscuits and chocolates, have been brought down to 5% GST. Meanwhile, prepackaged food items, milk, bread and unbranded rice, wheat and pulses are now placed under no GST slab. These reforms have also benefited students by making essential stationery items completely tax-free. Items like pencils, sharpeners, crayons, erasers, and notebooks have been exempted from GST. These transformative reforms are expected to make consumer goods and stationery more affordable, reducing financial strain on the people. Soumya Sharan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Moving on to the world of sports, the 20th World Athletics Championships began at Tokyo in Japan this morning. In the men's 35-kilometer race walk event, India's Sandeep Kumar stood at the 23rd position, while Ram Babu failed to complete the race. Evan Dunphy of Canada won the gold, Si Bonfim of Brazil bagged the silver, and Hayato Katsuki of Japan got the bronze medal. In the women's 35-kilometer race walk event, Priyanka Goswami stood at the 24th position. Spanish defending champion Maria Perez clinched the yellow medal in the event, retaining her 35-kilometer title at the championships. Italian Antonella Palmisano took the silver, while the bronze went to Paola Melina Torres of Ecuador. Meanwhile, Asian Championships silver medalist Pooja will run her 1500-meter heat race this evening. We have more in this report.
The World Athletic Championships will continue till 18th of this month. The 9-day sporting extravaganza will feature a range of events, with the Indian contingent comprising 14 men and 5 women competing for medals across 15 disciplines. The men's javelin qualifying round featuring star javelin thrower and double Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra is scheduled for 17th of this month. Besides Neeraj, Sachin Yadav, Yashveer Singh and Rohit Yadav will also be in the fray in men's javelin throw event. It will be the first time that India will field 4 athletes in a single event at the World Championships. Long distance runner Gulveer Singh will also be in action in 2 events. India has won medals at the event 3 times through legendary long jump athlete Anju Bobby George in 2003 and Neeraj Chopra in 2022 and 2023, and aims to build on their tally at the competition. In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Sharan have cruised into the women's final in their respective weight categories at the ongoing World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. With this, India now assured of 4 medals in the women's section through Meenakshi Hooda, Jasmine Lamboria, Pooja Rani and Nupur Sharan. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face Chen Chang Kwan and Lin Beng Wei of Chinese Taipei in the semi-final of Hong Kong Open this morning. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will take on Chao Tian Chen of Chinese Taipei in semi-final today. The match is expected to begin at 4:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In chess, star Indian Grandmaster and world champion Gukesh Dombaraju was held to a draw by his compatriot Divya Deshmukh in round 8 of the FIDE Grand Swiss in Samarkand last night. With Mayur Jain's report, Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall today at isolated places over Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Telangana, Uttarakhand and northeastern states. Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, coastal and northeastern interior Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Odisha are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall throughout the day. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. PM Modi's visit to the Northeast has been widely reported. PM to push for progress, peace in Manipur today. Modi to meet displaced people in violence-hit state to open 72,000 crore rupee projects, notes the Asian Age. Swearing in of ex-chief Judge Sushila Karki as Nepal's first woman PM figures prominently on the front pages of most dailies. BHU alumna Sushila Karki takes over as PM of interim Nepal government, says the Times of India. C.P. Radhakrishnan takes oath as India's 15th vice president, headlines the Statesman. More strength to capital markets, FPI path to India eased. New rule book for IPOs, headlines the Economic Times. And finally, the Albanian PM has tabbed an artificial intelligence-generated minister to take on corruption. The AI-generated bot would ensure that public tenders will be 100% free of corruption, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to launch multiple development projects. Mizoram to get its first rail link after Prime Minister inaugurates Bairabi Sairang railway line and flags off first Rajdhani Express between Aizawl and Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with EU officials to accelerate India-EU free trade agreement. India welcomes formation of new interim government in Nepal. US President Donald Trump acknowledges that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India strained ties with New Delhi. India votes in favor of UN General Assembly resolution on Palestine endorsing two-state solution, and in sports, 20th World Athletics Championships begin in Tokyo, Japan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.